A weekend drowned by apps. At 10 a.m. on a Saturday, in a loft in Hangzhou's West Lake District, 28-year-old illustrator Su Qing was bombarded by 11 app notification badges at once. Staring at the screen, she could not remember which message deserved the first reply. "I meant to paint this weekend, but spent it moving the same file between 5 apps," Su Qing later wrote in her diary. Her phone held 41 apps, fewer than half opened weekly. That day she tallied it, just to find last week's meeting notes she searched 6 places: WeChat, DingTalk, Email, Cloud Drive, and another notes app, taking 19 minutes. This tool backfire state is not rare. A small sample survey of freelancers showed an average of 34 apps installed and 91 daily jumps between them. Su Qing decided to spend a week on a thorough tool subtraction. What is tool subtraction? Audit before cleanup. Tool subtraction is not blindly deleting apps, but first seeing clearly what you own, why you own it, and whether you still use it. Its first principle is that less is more. Real subtraction starts with auditing, not uninstalling. Delete before you understand, and 3 days later you'll cry reinstalling half, an efficiency coach said. The object of audit is not app count but task flow. Ask, to finish one thing, how many tools did I touch, and do they overlap? Once audited, you'll find many tools are duplicate shadows that create no value, only switching. Subtraction is evicting the shadows. 3 cognitive misconceptions about subtraction. Misconception 1. A new tool equals new capability. Many get excited buying tools but never count the learning time it eats from actual output. Misconception 2. If others use it, I should too. Tools adopted by following the crowd become placeholders that never mesh with your task flow. Misconception 3. Delete once and done forever. Subtraction is dynamic. New tools keep coming, and without ongoing audit it swells again. Seeing these 3 misconceptions, you won't loop back to hoarding at the door of subtraction. Subtraction tests judgment, not typing speed. Why more tools make you more tired? Consider a contrast. Someone with few tools opens one workspace and works. Someone with many first spends 5 minutes deciding which to use. Each extra tool adds a login, a logic, a notification. Cognitive scientists call this switching cost, and it is pricier than you think. I used to think one more tool meant one more capability. Later I learned one more tool means one more distraction, Su Qing said in retrospect. After deleting 29 she actually submitted earlier. The root of tiredness is rarely task volume but entry points. Narrow the funnel of entry points and focus can flow in. For classification methods for tool auditing. By purpose, tools split into 4 types. Type 1 is core production, the software you actually deliver with, keep these and refine them. Type 2 is collaboration and communication, email, instant messaging, meeting tools, consolidate these to avoid one topic scattered across 3 groups. Type 3 is information capture, notes, read later, clipping, these pile up easiest, so keep only one main tool. Type 4 is low-frequency miscellany, converters and small utilities used a few times a year. If a web page can replace them, skip the client. After this 4-way sort, keep or drop becomes clear. Measuring subtraction, 3 numbers to see your reality. The first number is the total tool count. Write it on paper and you'll be shocked by your own hoarding. That shock is the start of change. The second number is daily switch count. Record 3 days and average, most find it absurdly high, far beyond necessity. The third number is deep work duration. It is the thermometer of subtraction's effect. Only when it rises do you know attention is truly reclaimed. Put the 3 numbers side by side and the status hides nowhere. Subtraction isn't by feel. It uses a scale to make chaos visible. Professional analysis, quantifying tool count and cognitive load. We anchor with a public study. Once a person has access to more than 9 tools at once, error rates from task switching begin to rise noticeably, to about 1.4 times the baseline. At the framework level, we contrast the iceberg model with the pyramid model. The pyramid model layers tools by importance. Its strength is clarity, its weakness is bottom layer tools forgotten and idle. The Iceberg model groups tools by task flow, its strength is grab when needed, its weakness is possible duplication across groups. The core conflict of the two models is tension between tidiness and convenience. A real case comes from a 32-year-old solo developer. In early 2025, he audited, compressed 38 apps to 14 and canceled 22 redundant notifications. 3 months later, he recorded, daily phone unlocks fell from 76 to 41, and deep work blocks rose from 2.1 to 3.4 hours. Metrics to watch: first, total tools in use; second, daily switch count; third, backlog of unread notifications; fourth, deep work duration. When the first three fall and the fourth rises, subtraction is working. Execution checklist: copy directly, 1. Export the full app list from phone and computer, 2. Flag those not opened in 30 days, 3. Group by the four types and find overlaps, 4. Disable rather than uninstall, observe 2 weeks, 5. Only permanently delete after confirming no rollback need. Typical traps in subtraction. The first trap is the blunt cut. Someone deleted everything in a day, breaking important workflows and ending up messier. A designer laughed bitterly, "I deleted too fast and lost the client contract template." The second trap is counting tools, not flows. You delete 10 small ones but keep 2 giant all-in-ones, so switching cost barely drops. The third trap is ignoring collaborators. You delete a tool while your partner still uses it, and communication splits. Align with frequent contacts before subtracting. Avoid these three and subtraction liberates rather than de-.